Judging from the latest USDA hog and pig report, the Bears might be heading for the pig pen.
I would say this report definitely has bearish connotations.
USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagham's comments after looking at the report, which on the front page would be fairly bullish.
The inventory of all hogs and pigs on September 1st was 65.4 million head, which was about 2% below a year ago. Producers kept just over 5.9 million head of hogs for breeding, which was about 2% above a year ago. The number of market hogs on September 1st was 59.4 million head, which was about 3% below a year ago.
But turn the page to the farrowing intentions section.
It indicates that producers are planning on expanding, and they intend to farrow in the coming 6 months about 4% more sows. During June-August, producers farrowed just over 2.9 million head, which was about 1% above a year ago, and they've indicated intentions to farrow just under 2.9 million head in September-November, which is 4% above a year ago, and just under 2.9 million head in December-February, which is about 4% above a year ago.
About twice what they had indicated 3 months ago, Shagham says it could be due to concerns that the PED virus might come back strong this winter.
One way of getting around that would be to increase the number of sows farrowing to produce more piglets with the hopes that a greater proportion will survive.
But whatever happens, there will be more hogs, more pork, and
we are expecting to see prices come down as a result of the increased production.
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.